You're holding Daf Ayin Hey Yom Aleph on top. By the two dots, again, it says in the Mishnah that Chalois are Belulin. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that Chalois are mixed up. But Chomer no, Selis, that the way you make the Belila by Chalois is when it's still in the form of flour. So that's the Machlokes in the Mishnah between Rebbe and Chomim by a Mincha of Chalois, a Mincha that's baked. When does it make the Belula? Is the Belula done when it's still in the flour form, the Selis? Or else, no, after they bake it, then they have to chop it up into pieces, and then they make the Belula then. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, learn the Braisa like this. The Pasuk says, Soiles Belula, that the flour should be mixed up. Malam, it comes to teach us, Shenivleles Soiles. That's a Chom Shita, that by Minchas, Mafet time is supposed to be baked, but first you make the Belula B'Shem when it's still in the flour form, and then you go to bake it. Rebbe says no. Chalois boilulon, that after you bake it, then you make the belila. Then you first mix it up with the shemen. Why? Shenem the pasuk says there also chalois belulois, that no, the chalois after it's baked, then it should be mixed up with the shemen. That's the machlokes Rebbe Nechomim. Omru lois, Nechomim said back to Rebbe, v'haloi lach meitoido nemo ben chalois. By lach meitoido also says the word chalois. And the Evshila Bailulon, Kishain Chalois, it's not possible to mix it up once it's baked, because by Chal, by Toida, they all have to be Shalom, they have to be complete. They have to be complete, the Chalois. You can't chop them up into pieces after they were baked. Elisailus. But rather, you have to make the Blula when it's still in the flower form. So since it's that way by Toida, who didn't say that way by Mincha, Mafetaner? But rather, how do we do? How do we make a regular mincha that's a mafatana that's baked in the oven or machvas or macheshes is noisen shemen bekli koydum lasa yosem? The first thing is we have to put some shemen, some oil into this kli, into the machvas or macheshes. Then v'noisno, then you put the soilus yisar and the flour in it. Then v'noisen shemen oleha, then you put some more small amount of oil on top of it, ubanolo, and you mix it up well, the flour and the oil. Then v'losho, you knead it, v'yoifer, you bake it, and then u'poisiso, then you cut it up into pieces, v'noisen le'er shemen, and then you put the third time shemen on top of the mincha. The kaimit, and then you make a kemitza, and the kemitza is nisrefet, is burnt on the mizbeach, and the shrine is nechal by the kahanim. This is the way the Chum learned. Rebbe says no. Chalois boilulon, the mitzvah is to make the belila when it's already baked. Shenemar, because the pasuk says chalois belulois bashemen, that the chalois, well, after they're baked already, they should be mixed up with shemen. If so, ketzeroisa, how do they make it? Is noisen shemen bekli koydum lasayosa? True, the first thing before you put anything into the kli is some shemen. Then v'noisno, then you put the flour in there. V'losha, we knead it the way it is. V'yoifa, you bake it. U'poitzisa, then you cut it up into pieces again. V'noisen aleha shemen u'bailala. Then you add the second time some oil on it, and you make a belula, you mix it up. V'choyze v'noisen aleha shemen. And then a third time you put shemen on top of it. V'kaymet, then the mincha, the kain makes the kemitza. This is the way Rabbi learns that after they make, after they baked it, then they made the belula, and then they put the shemen on a third time, and then they make a kemitza. Now the Gemara explains, Yefsha the Kamru le Rabbanan le Rebbe Mahi. What's the pshat before when the Rabbanan asked a question on Rebbe that, like it says by Chalois Toido, over there, pshita, the belula has to mean when it's in a seilus, when it's in a flower form, because there the belula cannot mean after it's baked. Why not? What do they mean, Yefsha? Samar says, Omer Reb Shmuel Barab Yitzchok, Revius Shemen He, that by the Chalis of a Toida, all you had was just a Revius of a Shemen. If so, Hechem is Chalekes Lekama Chalis. How is it possible that little bit Shemen left over should be put onto 10 Chalis? Because all they had there was just a chatzi lug of shemen, Rashi says, hoya betoida, not more than a chatzi lug, that we'll have later. And that chetz of half of it, half of it was put on the Rikichin, and half was put on the Ravucha. And so you only had a quarter of a lug. So Kitzav, after you baked it, then you pour the shemen on top of the 10 challis, there'll be come out nothing. You can't make a belula. There's not enough shemen to make a belula. No, that's the pshat, not because it has to be shalom, but rather it's not possible to make a belula later. So therefore, that's the chum shita, the pshita, the belula has to be done when it's still in the selus, it's still in the flower form. When it's still in the flower form in selus and chanami, then put that amount of shemen into it, and whatever it is, you make a belula together, all the flour with that amount of oil. But just after you bake it into 10 different challahs, then it's very hard to make a belula then. Then it says in the Mishnah, ha-chalois tunois belila. Anytime you make a mincha, you menadiv yourself to bring chalois, you have to bring 10 chalois, and the belula has to be made with oil. Means when it's still in the flour form with solus, you make the belula with shemen. Or rikikin, whenever you menadiv to bring wafers, rikikin, and then meshicha, then you only pour the shemen after you baked it into a wafer, then you pour the shemen on top of it. Tana Rabbanan, word like this, chalois belulois, that chalos has to be mixed up lechetchila in a flour form. But v'loi rikikin belulim, but not a rikikin, not wafers, they're not mixed up with oil. Sheyochus, because I would have thought to say, v'loi din, with a story like this, Uma chalois, shenem tuna meshicha. Chalos, when you make them into chalos, 10 chalos, you do not have to make a mashiach. You do not have to pour shemen on top of it. Tunois belila, still you have to mix it up when it's in the flour state. Is rikikin, these wafers, shetuna mashicha, that after it's baked completely, then you have to pour shemen on top of it. Ain't no din, isn't it a svara to say shetuna belila, that you have to make a belila, mix it up when it's in the oil form? Talmalema, this the pasuk says, no, chalos belulois. The Vidashin, only the chalos has to be mixed up with shemen, but v'loyri kikim belulin, and not the wafers, they are not mixed up first when it's in a soilless form, in a flour form, they have no belula b'shemen. Now the Mishnah says what for kikin is meshuchin, the wafers, after it's baked completely, then they pour shemen on top of it. That's called rikikin meshuchin, but v'loy chalos meshuchos, but not the chalos, the baked ones, those are not meshuchos, they don't pour shemen after it's baked. Because otherwise, Shiyachal, I would have thought to say like this, V'aloi dinu, it's a svara. Omar rikikin, shenem tunem belila, tunem meshicha, maduch the rikikin, that does not have to have a belila. Still, tunem meshicha, you have to pour shemen on top of it. If so, chalos, she tunas belila, chalos that need a belula b'shemen, is ein adin she tunem meshicha? Isn't it a svara to say that chalos should have to have a meshicha after it's baked completely? You should have to pour shemen on top of it. On this Talmud Lomar, the pasuk comes to us and says, Talmud Lomar, rikikin meshuchin, that the rikikin has to be mixed up. Rikikin meshuchin, that the rikikin, the wafers, I mean meshuchin, has to be poured shemen on top of it after it's baked. But v'loy chalos meshuchos, but not chalos, that when they're baked, you don't have to pour just shemen on top of the whole challah. My Talmud, how do we know to say like this? On my Rav, this Rav says, in other words, if it was really true, the Torah at least should have said it once. Out of all the times that talks about the Belula and the Meshicha, at one time the Torah should have said like this. It should have said that Chalas are Meshuchais and Rikikin is Belulin. Since the Pasuk never says like this, it's mashmas not true that the Chalas are only Belulin and not Meshuchais, and Rikikin are only Meshuchais and not Belulin. Now the man of the Mishnah says, Ketzad Moshchen, how do you do a Meshicha by Rikikin? Is Kimin Ki? V'yashen Echal, you pour oil over it, on top of it with a key, and the rest of the Shemen is Nechal to the Kahanim. My Kimin Ki, what does it mean to say like a key? Omer Rav Kana, Kimin Ki Yavoni, like a key in Yavon in Greek, which is like an X. In other words, they used to pour the Shemen on top of the Rikikin, like an X, cross this way, cross that way, make an X out of it, and then the leftover shemen would go to the Kohanim. Tana Rabbanan, Mincha habo machzor chalois o machzor kikin. Let's say somebody is menadav lechtchila to bring a mincha, that out of the yisron he wants to bake one half of it, five of it, five chalos, and five kikin. The locher is maybe lug shemen. He has to bring also one lug for this mincha. V'chatzei, when he divides the lug in half, chetzi of the chalos, half of it he uses with the chalos, meaning he pours half of it into the solus, into the flower of it, to make the blue of a shemen. The chetzev, and the other half of it, the rekikin, that he pours over, he makes the mashiach on top of the rekikin after they're baked. And therefore, the chalos boilin, the chalos tak, you make a blue of a shemen, the chetchila in the flower form, or rekikin moishchin, and on the rekikin, you pour it on top after it's baked. Or moishchik as a rekik al pnei kulon, you pour the shemen on top of all of it. Again, you make this X like on top of it. The shara shemen masiru lechalis, and the rest of the shemen pour back into the chalis. That you make your blula with the chalis. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Oimer, no moishchon kemiki. The half of the lug that you meant for the blula for the rekikin. True, you make a mashicha kemiki on top of them, on top of the rekikin. But the shara shemen echol akandim. That half has a din like a regular rekikim, just like with the regular rekikim. The shirayim, the leftover of the shemen, goes to the kanim. Here also in this mincha, even though half of it is chalos, the korbanim says half of it is a rekikim, that is loch like rekikim, and therefore it stays by the kahanim. Tan yiduch, we're going to another price like this. Tan yiduch, rekikim haboyim b'fnayatzmon. Rekikin is somebody's menadav to bring rekikim. So that's just wafers. Is maybe luk shemen, you bring a luk shemen with this mincha, or moishchon, and you pour on top of it, v'chayzer moishchon, and you keep on pouring on top of it over again. Ach yichla, kol shemen shebelug, until you use up all the shemen. In other words, no part of it is nechol kahanim, but rather the whole thing is poured on top of the rekikin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, he says that Moishchon Kimin Ki. No, all you have to do is just pour the Shemen on top of it, like an X form. The Shar HaShemen Echol Akanim, and the rest of the Shemen, the Shrine of the Shemen of Rekikin, is like an Echol Akanim. Now the Mishnah says Kol HaMenochos HaNasos B'Kli. All the Menochos that are baked in a Kli, like a Machavas or a Macheshes, or who had in it a mincha that's baked in the oven, is too nice to see so. The locker is, you have to cut it up into pieces. After it's baked, like the Pasuk says, posois oisa pitim, you have to chop them up into pieces. Tomorrow it says, lemute mai, what you come to exclude, which type of a mincha does not need to see so? Omerapopo, lemute shtei halechem v'lechem aponim, that the shtei halechem on Shavuos and lechem aponim on Shabbos, they remain shalom. By them you do not have to cut it up into pieces. Tana Rabbanan, look like this. The Pasuk says, Posois oisa pitim, that a minchas mafatanor, he's supposed to cut it up into pieces. So it says like this, Pasuch oisa pititim, is the Pasuk says mincha. So mincha means, l'rabois kol ha-menochas lepsiso, that all the menochas that are baked, after it's baked, you have to cut it up into pieces. Because Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Marbe, maybe I include in this pasuk, Av Shtei Lechem Lechem upon him. Maybe if so, even Shtei Lechem Lechem upon him also has to be chopped up into pieces. On this note, Tam Lehm, the pasuk says, Oiso, Posas Oiso, only this, and not something else, and not the Shtei Lechem and Lechem upon him. Then the pasuk says, V'yotzakto Shemen Mincho, that you have to pour Shemen again on top of the Mincho. Is the rabbi is called Hamanochas Yitzika. This is the third time they pour Shemen on top of the Mincha. After they made the Melula, then they mix the pour a third time on top of it, Shemen. So all the Menachas need Yitzika. And so Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Mava, maybe I include Av Mincha Mafe. Even the Mincha that's baked in an oven, maybe also this also needs Yitzika. Talmud Leiman, no, it says again, Oleho. It says Yitzakto. It says Talmud Leiman Oleho, so that you know that not a minchos mapetana does not need yitzika. The pasuk really says posois oiso pitim v'yotzakto oleho shomin minchi remains a mincha. In the parsha before it spoke about minchos mapetana in the pasuk before. There it does not say this. There it just says solus chalus matz blus v'shem rukika matzus v'shukum b'shomin. But does not say a yitzika. Here it says posos oisa pitim yitzakto lo shomin. So dash you know that a minchas mafa does not need a yitzika. It says yitzakto leho shemin is oleho v'loi al minchas mafe. Talmud loy me oleho shemen. Oit siyas achalis. If Sodom Gomorrah says, oit, maybe I'll only take out the mafe of chalis, but v'loi oit siyas achikin, maybe I will not take out rikikin. Maybe the rikikin, maybe they do need yitzika. Talmud loy me says the word he. No, v'yitzakto oleho shemen mincha he means he, and not even rikikin. The rikikin also does not have to have yitzika a third time on top of it. The other word says, my Tamuda. How do I know to make the type of a drasha? How do I know that's pshat this posik of posa soysa pita v'yitzak to oleo Hashem and minchi, that oleo and he comes off hukai chalos and rikikin. My Tamuda. Some more says, like Ema, why don't I say the opposite way? Loitzi minchas kanim. Why don't I say the posik means to say that maybe a mincha that Kain brings, he does it. Its mincha does not need a yitzika. But maybe every mapetaner does need a yitzika. That's the most question. My Talmud, why don't I say rather loitzi minchas kanim? So Moshe says, "Oh, my Rabbi says like this: Eizel dover shetzora shnei miutim have yoymezu mincha mafer. Which type of a mincha needs two miutim? Like we're saying, it says the word oleho and it says the word he, two separate miutim. So which type of a mincha has two different types to it? It must be a mincha mafer taner, a mincha that's baked in the oven, and there are two ways of baking it." Either you could bake it into chalais, or else you could bake it into rikikin. So that's the pasuk means to say that those two menachos do not need a yitzik of a shemen. Yitzik of a shemen is only on the other menachos, not on a mafer tana. Bashenken, a minchas kanim is only one miut. You would not have to have two miutim. So two miutim only goes in a minchas mafer tana, that taka has two minim and has the chalais that has the rikikin. Now the Mishnah says, Mincha, Yisrael, when Yisrael brings a mincha that needs a psisa, it has to be cut up and chopped up. In other words, let's say a machvas or a macheshes. So how do they do it? Koifol, echol mishnayim, they fold it over once into two. Ushnayim liarba, then they fold it over to two into four. They fold it over a second time. And they break the chalas in the makom where it's folded. That's the pasuk of posa soysa pitim. They would dash in into two, and then into four. That's the Mishnah says, umavdu, you break it up into the pieces, into four pieces. Minchas kahanim, what about a mincha that a kohen brings? A minchas mafer of a kohen. It's koifel lecho the shnayim, we fold it over once into two, and then shnayim liyabah, two into four. But v'yena mavdu, here we do not break it. Here we just leave it the way it is. We only fold it over, because we don't have to break it. Why? Because by minchas koyin you do not have to make a kemitza. Since there's no kemitza, therefore we do not have to break it. What's going to be minchas koyin mashiach? Let's say the mincha, the chavita that a koyin golda brings, lehoyu mekafla, you do not have to fold it over. The Gemara says not to fold it over into four, but into two we have to fold it over. Rabbi Shimon says, minchas kahanim, or minchas koyin mashiach, ain't there the sisi? He says no. You don't have to fold it over at all. There's no psis at all. Why? Because there's no kemitza. And therefore the klal is, v'chol shein ben kemitza, ein ben psis. Anytime there's no kemitza, you don't have to make a psisa. Because all you say the psisa is in order to be able to make a kemitza. Like after you baked it, you have to cut it up into pieces in order to make a kemitza. But by the mincha's kahanim, that there's no kemitza, you don't have to make a psisa. And v'chulam kizesim. All these pieces that they chopped them up into the pieces were always the size of a kezias. In other words, you never have to cut the mincha into a piece smaller than a kezias. Talk about it, word like this. Posois, the posuk says, yochol ishnayim. Maybe just fold it over into two. Talmud it says, pitim. So posois a pitim. E pitim says the word pitim, mashim a lot of pieces. Yochol, I would have thought to say, yasenu pirurim. He can manage to make it into small pieces. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Oysa. No, it, Mashmah, has to stay a little bit in the form of a challah. So, Oysa lepsisim, for lepsis lepsisim, I make it into pieces, but not into very, very small pieces. If so, okay, so how does it come out? That minchas Yisrael, that you have to make a kemitza from, kleifalech on the shnayim, fold it over twice, or shnayim liyav, and fold it over into four. Or madlan, you cut it there, you break it in the folds. Minchas kanu, minchas mashiach. a mikvah b'kohen gadol, hoyim mekasla they fold it over, but they don't have to break it. I go non to non lohoyim mekasla. Now Mishnah says a minchas kohen mashiach, you don't have to fold it at all. On the rabbi true, and the mekasla liyab, you don't have to fold it open to four. Avo mekasla lishnayim, but you do have to fold it open to two. That much you have to. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, minchas kan leminchas kohen mashiach, ein bem sisi. He says no, there's no purpose to fold it over at all. Since you don't have to make a kmitza, you don't have to fold it over. Omer Rabbi Yosef, versus Rabbi Yosef says like this, Hai chavitza, that's a dish that has some bread inside it. In Poshit, there's a big shout of Moran Brochus about this. Poshit is talking about some nufus in a frying pan, Russia cooking it up, that you have, let's say, a dish. It's a tafshul, shakur and shankar, Rashi says, Shemifarim bo pas, that you crumb up the pieces of bread you put in here, like a soup, that you put the bread inside it. So it depends. The yis bo perurim kezayis, if there are pieces the size of a kezayis, see, even though you're cooking it or you're frying it, mevorchen aleha moitzen lechem menoritz, it still retains its form of a lechem, it still has the bracha of a moitzen, you have to make a bracha. But yis bo perurim kezayis, let's say cut it up into smaller pieces, the pieces are not the size of a kezayis, and now since you cook it up or you fry it, it loses its shame hamitzi, and rather mavorkin aleha baramini mazainis. There's a question more by French toast, but usually there the pieces are the size of kezayis or samatzi and make a matzah kugel. So it depends. If the pieces are left of the kezayis and you cook it, then you don't have to make hamitzi and you only make a baramini mazainis. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rishi says, Mino aminu, how do I know this yisoid? That even though you're cooking it up or you're frying it, if it still has the size of a kezayis, you still have a moitzi. The Tanya will learn like this: Ho yoimed umakriv menachas yushlayim. A kohen that's coming and bringing menachas in yushlayim is loimed the first time the kohen brings it. He says shechiyanu v'kimanu. Makes the shechiyanu. Or some says it goes on the bialim. He makes the shechiyanu. The Israel makes the shechiyanu. Now notlon lochlon. Let's say when the kohen takes this mincha tidit, the shirayim is nechol kahanim. So it says Oimer says he makes clearly how moitzi lechem in oritz. Utnan is still without our Mishnah, the kulam sisa the kezayis, all the pieces were made into a kezayis. And vice versa, the question is though, true it's in a kezayis, but who says they cooked it up again? The chordam nacha didn't cook up again. They only put shemen over it. So maybe that's considered like it was fried again in shemen. That's a little bit of shalom over here. But Avada we're talking about where it was at least fried or cooked up afterwards. So it's mashma, no matter what you do with it later, still you have to make hamoitzi. So as long as the pieces are the size of the kezayis, you have to make hamoitzi. Omulei Abayis, Abayis, the question is so, on the Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, the Yoma that his sheet there is, Mefarchen Hashem Achzir and Lasellus, no, you like, the Menachas, after you bake it, you have to like crumb it up, mamish into small pieces, into like back to flour, so mamish the crumbs. Hochinam, according to him, you want to tell me, like Mefarchen Hamoitzi, you don't have to make hamoitzi since the pieces are left in the kezayis. So Chitim, maybe you tell me, Hachinami, yes, it's true, according to him, you don't have to make Hamoitzi. For the Gemara Nova, Tanya, we learned, Likot Mikulon Kezayis, if you collected together pieces, and you made it into a Kezayis, Ve'ochlon Yedit, Se'im Chometzu Oynish Koros, Yechayev Koros, on Pesach. Im Matzu, B'tzmat, Tzodim Yosef, Ech'wasim Pesach. And Avada, the Baruch, is still Hamoitz Lechem in Oretz. Just even though the small piece is still a Hamoitzi. So Mor says, no, Hachinami, Eskinon, Bishirson. That the small pieces of the flower like, Samarit Zakamas Kinan Bishirson means after you broke it down, you again kneaded it together and baked it over again. For the Gemara Yachi is so hanging the Tani Law, it says on this, Bushokla Matechios Pras, Vi Bishirson Shaochlu Mi Boyle, if you kneaded it together again, eating it together. What's the lashon of Bushokla and Mashmi ate the pieces? That you have to eat a Kazayas worth of the pieces, Vichteachilas Pras, how long will it take you to eat a half a loaf of bread? But if it's talking about you baked it back into one big loaf of bread again, so it should have said if you ate from it the kezayis, not if you ate the pieces of kezayis. Ela rather, hokum as kinam, bebom lechem gadol. Could be there's no proof. Avad here is talking about that there's still a big lechem here. And just you cut up the pieces of it. It's like half of it you cut up into pieces. But since the main bread is still in one piece, therefore these pieces still go after the main piece of bread and still consider to make hamoitzi. But it could be if you cut up the whole piece of bread into small pieces, maybe then you would not make hamoitzi, maybe you would not be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. The Gemara Sakopon, and my hevelo, what's the maskana over here? Rav Sheshi Sama, yes, Afilu Pirurin, shame them Kazayas. Even though the pieces are less than a Kazayas, still you have to make Hamoitzi. Rav says, but the klal is, Vudiko Torista Denamalayu. That's only if the pieces still look like bread. And Avada, the Maskonis Apoiskim is, we're talking about here, that you're cooking it up in water. Avada, just on pieces of bread, no matter how small the crumbs are, Avada, you still have to make Hamoitzi Lechem in Oritz. No matter how small the crumbs of matzah or of chametz are. But here again, we're talking about either you fried it or you cooked it. So the klal is like this, that if the pieces are left in a kazayis, when do we still make hamoitzi? Only if it still has to reach the denama, means it has to look like bread. You can still tell it looks like bread. It has toya maris lechem on it. Mashenki, if you cook it up and it doesn't look like bread anymore, it looks like a kugel now, then you would not have to make hamoitzi. Then you only make a burimini mezonis. But if the pieces have the size of a kezayis, then at all times, you always have to make hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. All right, we'll stop here.